for schnitz, obsessed with golden brown pan-cooked schnitzel. And Melbourne Airport parking for warmer welcomes and proper goodbyes. One-hour terminal parking, only $12. Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson on 1116 SEN.
Yes, welcome back to the show. First show back with a bang, 2019. Sam Evan, Tim Watson in the chair with you on this Monday morning. Well, Tim, we've got North Melbourne royalty in the house. He's a back-to-back best and fairest winner, too. All-Australian, if you don't mind as well.
He's a superstar.
Oh, he is a superstar. And before we get to him, though, North Melbourne supporters, jump on the line, 1300 736 736. Go in the running for the Hilux. Might have a cracker of a call, cracker of a question for you. Sean Higgins, a big welcome to you, mate.
Morning, Tim. Morning, Sam. Thanks for having me.
Not at all. Well, how's the pre-season been? I think you're back for a week only, and at the end of that week, they slugged you with a bit of match simulation. Nothing like a bright, big welcome back to work.
Well, that's always the good part that the players like. But, yeah, we were fortunate enough this year across the industry to have 3 weeks off, and we have a really good block of some guys 5 weeks and some guys 7 weeks leading into Christmas, and then the 3 weeks where you get to spend time with family and friends, and we continue training. And then we got back together as a full group last Monday and had probably 35, 40 minute hit out on Friday, and now we'll look to build that over the coming weeks and building into JLT.
And how are the new guys looking? I mean, I saw Aaron Hall. He looked really prominent in the intra club. I mean, fans will want to know how Jared Polek's going, Dom Tyson, Tommy Campbell. How have they settled in?
Yeah, they all played on Friday, and they've all trained really well in the lead up to Christmas. And it's not too often you get to bring in 4 or 5 mature age players that have played senior football and can really add to the playing group. And it's going to add to our depth. It's added to our knowledge and our experience already, because we probably had a slight void in the 24 to 28 bracket of players, and these guys that have come into our football club really do fit that, and they also fit the need of the style of player that we're looking forward to including into our side in 2019.
They can really play. I mean, those four guys can all really play. I mean, you talk about the depth, but I would think that there'd be a strong possibility that the four of them will be in the first side for the first game of the year as well. I'm interested in Polak and Pittard, the way you're going to play them. I mean, both of them have played as part of the back six, wing back six. Do you see in the early stages, I know it's very early in the piece, so do you see either of those guys taking the kick-ins?
I'm not sure. The other one that we didn't mention is Jasper Pittard as well. Mm. So he's also there, and Tom Campbell in the ruck. So I think Polak will probably spend majority of the time on the wing. We know his class on a wing. Yeah. We also know the need that we last year probably lacked a little bit in that area, and the run and carry on the outside. And the kick-in's interesting because they're all really good kicks, and we know the rule change as well this year. Mm. We've only just started to scratch the surface of that at training at the moment. But
and they got some toe too. So
yeah, and if you can penetrate that line, especially from the kick-in, and get it outside sort of 70 or 80, it is really hard to defend that, and you can score quite quickly. But Hawley on Friday played sort of mid-half forward. He's amazing athlete in terms of his speed and his power out of the contest. He uses the ball really well. So I'd expect him to play probably a little bit more through the mid to forward half of the ground. But Jasper and Jared are clearly ones that can use the ball well coming off halfback.
Are they quiet, all these new recruits, or are they prepared to speak up?
No, there's probably a little bit of just feeling that out early on. But now that you're into the swing of it, you can adapt into a footy club really quickly. And these guys have got a wealth of knowledge that we need to tap into as well, because they've played at some at successful sides, some have been around a long time. And I think they all feel comfortable in our group to speak up if they've got something to add. So we're trying to make that as comfortable as possible for them.
Who are the noisy ones in your locker room?
Luke McDonald.
You didn't need much time to think about
hesitation.
That.
Hey, did North make you look silly like everyone else last year, Tim?
Of course. Yeah, no, of course.
I can't believe we had him on the bottom. We being the majority of the collective.
But were you surprised at all last year by the performance of the team?
I wasn't, because I'm biased when I get to see it every day. There was a number of us that were slightly annoyed, but also excited to prove a lot of people wrong this time last year, because we knew that if everything went relatively well and we stayed injury free for most part of the year and we got performances out of our senior guys that we hoped that we could challenge, and we did that the year before, but the problem was we dropped 6 games under 6 or 8 points. So that's a pretty significant swing if you can get even half of them right. And we're able to get a couple of really close wins last season, and look, we still fell short, but the pleasing thing is we showed enough as a playing group and as a football club to work on this year and then add some players, which we have done, and just tinker with our game plan a little bit. And I think you'll fans will be excited to see that going into the start of the season. And then we hopefully then will challenge again, probably along with 14 or 16 other sides, yeah, who maybe 18, who realistically think that they're a chance to play finals.
Well, so a lot's been made of the three-week break. We were talking off-air that was something that you actually did 12 months earlier. You did it last off-season. The boys took a longer break. Is that correct?
Yeah, we did. We came back earlier and then had the extra week at Christmas and felt that you do get a lot of work in pre-Christmas, and it's a really long year when you come back in the start of January, and a lot of family and friends and guys from interstate, by the time that they finish up, go back Christmas, New Year, you really got to get back into a swing of it that first week. We felt that 3 weeks would be beneficial for us then, and also that just filters through to all the staff at our football club, coaches included, that it gets them to spend some quality time with family and friends before the season kicks off.
Are you playing this AFLX, will you?
If I get picked, I'll play.
You'll play though, won't you? You'll get picked.
You'll get picked.
Surely you'll get picked.
AFLX gold, surely.
You'd be the perfect player for
AFL. I think it'll be a bit of fun. And we.
Do you like the idea of it?
Yeah, I do. I played last year, actually, and also played the year before when we had the trial. The AFL came down to North and we had the trial then, and it was...
18-metre goal square, was that the one? They whip out the big goal square for you down there as well, I think, at the time?
No, we...
Well, that was AFL.
Yeah, it was. It was still painted on the ground, actually. Yeah. But, look, it's a bit of fun, and I think as long as you look at it differently from the season proper as well, and to be able to attract the best players in the competition to play in the upcoming month, I think fans will really enjoy it this year.
I read recently that you attribute part of your career turnaround or transformation, if we can call it that, to the above-the-shoulder stuff. Now, you cited a system called Quality Mind. Can you tell us a little bit about that and what it did for you exactly in your footy?
Yeah, well, I still work. I was fortunate enough probably 5 to 6 years ago to meet a guy called Rich Maloney, who at that time was working at the Western Bulldogs in a leadership role. And he's got another business, Engage and Grow, but his passion is for Quality Mind and working with athletes and everyday people to... eliminate the pressures and to deal with the feelings and the emotions that contribute to high-level performance. And I've been in the program and running the system now for 5 to 6 years and found significant improvement of number of friends and families are now on the Quality Mind program. And, I couldn't speak highly enough of it. And it's amazing the impact. And I think it's becoming more prevalent today. But the impact that the mind has on the body and performance, and if you can find an edge in that, well, I think you're going to be better placed than others.
Were you an anxious performer when you were a young man, just making your way in AFL football?
I wouldn't say anxious. I was always pretty confident in terms of going out and playing and that sort of thing. But one thing that I did have a lot early on in my career was a number of injuries. Mm. And to do the work that I've done now and the impact that the mind then has on the body and the body not being able to perform at the level it should, that's when I started the program, and along with injuries and performance, I think I've seen personally a really steady trajectory up in that because of the impact that the mind and getting that right can have.
While we're just on this space, how's Magic going? What's the latest feedback the players have got from Madge?
Yeah, well, Madge, like he said last week, he's really excited to get back into it. He's feeling really good, both physically and mentally, and he'll start. He's rode back to playing it whenever that is, and as long as Madge says he's feeling really good, which he did, it was great to hear from him and read the words that he put out to our fans and the whole footy community, because there was so much support as well for Madge. So we'll continue to put our arms around him, give him everything that he needs, the support that he needs, and it'll be great to see Madge back soon.
Won't delve into his personal case too much, but from a playing group perspective, I can't even imagine the shock that would have gone on inside into the four walls there when you heard the news.
Yeah, it was difficult times for everyone, but there's a lot of people that were involved then, and first and foremost it's to Madge, but then also to his family as well, and the football club did a fantastic job, along with the footy world, to show their support to Madjack and the whole Dore family.
Yep. So, Forg, missed the finals by a game last year. Before we get to the news, I want you to hang around as well. Is there an aim? Is there the logical aim, the next step is you play finals this year?
Yeah, well, clearly, like I said before, that would be the aim of a lot of teams. We're no different. And personally, coming to the twilight of my career, that over the next couple of years, would really look forward to pushing Case high and long into September.
All right, we're going to come up to the news with Meredith Gibbs. Plenty of messages, questions coming off the SMS. Ask Higo if calf injuries to Zeeble, Tarrant Wood and Jasper Pittar could threaten their preparation for round one, or 9 weeks plenty of time to get them right? All okay?
Yeah, well, a number of those guys are back training already, and the other one or two that aren't fully training, they're running. So I'd expect them to be joining back into football and games over the coming fortnight.
Fantastic.
So you haven't got any big names in the injury room at the moment?
Well, Jack had a clean out on his knee at the end of last season and then tweaked his calf. So he's still filtering back in. And everyone else now is coming back into training.
All right. Thanks very much. Park yourself there, Shawnee. We'll get to Meredith Gibbs in the SEN newsroom. It is, and we're speaking to North Melbourne star Shawnee Higgins. Sean, question off the SMS. Sorry, Tim.
Sorry, I was just going to say, and you can join in the conversation if you like too. 1-300-736-736, 1-300-736-736. And our best caller goes in for the chance to win a brand new Toyota Hilux at the end of this year. So we take a look at our best callers. Each week we will name somebody on a Friday. They'll go into the draw. You get a chance to win a brand new Toyota Hilux.
The club's got an extra game in Tassie this year. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, well, it's a great result for the footy club. And for us, we actually really enjoy going down there. And it always helps when you have some good performances over the last few years. And, yeah, we tend to play really well down there. They're unusual conditions. Sometimes the opposition probably don't like coming down to Hobart in the middle of winter when it's cold and there's snow on top of the mountains and it's blowing 100 k's an hour. But
so you feel it's become a home? You feel like it's become an advantage for you?
Yeah, it is. We get great support down there. Yeah. And I don't think it's until you go down and experience that we land on the plane, we get the bus, there's people everywhere in our colours. They feel the stand there. It's only a small crowd, but they're vocal and they get behind us and we tend to play pretty well down there.
Hey, do you think there'll be a trend? We talked about this earlier about some of the sports around the world, the trend now in higher scoring in the NBA and the NFL over in the States. Do you think that there'll be a trend in any particular direction this year in AFL football? Do you think we'll see more scoring this year because of the modifications to the setup?
Yeah, I think we will. I think we'll see faster scoring as well. And it's going to be interesting. I mean, the kick-ins won, and we touched on that, but clearly already I see at training that it is far easier to exit your back 50, and that's probably was the hardest part of the game, wasn't it? Went from a kick-in that if you could get it outside 50 or create a stoppage outside 50 or at least get into your front half, that was a really good result.
So what are you actually seeing for people
listening? Well, you're seeing now that the square, and it is only double the length, but it's doubled the width as well. It means that the whole area around that kicker is expanded.
Right.
And what was a short kick to the pocket can now be a short kick to 40 metres out. And once you've got it 40 metres out, the ground opens up significantly. So that's probably one area that on rebound and on transition from your back half that it's going to be easy to score. And then it'll be interesting to see where opposition start to defend from because it was a really big focus to keep the footy locked in your forward 50. Particularly from kick-ins. Maybe you can't do that now. And the other one with the 666 from centre bounce is that once you break that first line of the midfielders, unless you're going to press off even number, you haven't got that extra coming off the back of the square.
Yeah.
So you are then
there's
able
no protection.
To, there's no protection at all. So, I mean, coaches are smart. There's a lot of coaches and football players these days that will analyse this closely, but it is opening up the attacking side of the game a lot more. And for the players that can break forward from stoppage, it can be really dangerous. And before you know it, you've broken that line and you are inside forward 50.
Well, you're going to love it.
Whets the appetite, doesn't it?
You are going to love it. Yeah. But there's going to be a lot of defenders wearing frowns this year, if that's the case.
Yeah, well, the defenders have already touched base on that last week. That when it is, because you come out of the stoppage, and as good a defender as you are with no support, it's going to be hard to stop. But the great thing is, we're going to see the likes of Buddy and Jack and Benny Brown up forward competing one-on-one, hopefully.
That's what we want. We just want them
exactly
to crack
that's
it.
What we want.
I think people are going to realise, too, how skillful the modern-day player is, because you've been confronting sort of mess and outnumbering and all that type of thing. When you have even numbers and a little bit of space, I mean, it's a whole different equation for you, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, because, well, there's no, there's there wasn't anything like stopping teams last year from having 2-3 off the back of the square.
That's right.
And yeah, it happened at times. We probably didn't highlight it as much, and maybe the AFL were across it because of this rule change, or you drop your wingers back or half forward up, but you need your forwards in and defenders in inside 50. You got two wingers outside the square, and then it's just a battle of the midfielders, and the quality of the ruckman as well is going to be really important because, you know, guys like Maxi Gawn that were getting on top in centre bounce, and you'd protect the centre bounce off the back of the square or the side of the square. You're not going to be able to do that anymore.
North Melbourne, this is going to be a side to watch this year, Tim, no doubt about it. Those additions to the back half, Aaron Hall in the front half, this guy running a mark, less interference to worry about. It's going to be an amazing year if you're a Kangas supporter, I think. One game out of the finals last year, the platform's been laid. 1300Kangas or membership.nmfc.com.au is the place to go for your North Melbourne membership. If you haven't signed up, you've been living under a rock, make sure you do so. Sean Higgins, thanks so much for your time,
Sammy,
this morning.
Thanks for having me. Thanks, Tim.
Thanks, Sean. Good luck for season two.
Indeed. Absolute pleasure to have Sean Higgins in the house. We'll take a little break right now. We'll be back on the other side of this.